You're listening to Friday Night Arena. There we go. Time for album reviews. Two Irish debuts up for looking at this evening. 2008 Choice Prize nominees, Tandem Felix, give us Rom-Com, and Northern Irish singer Kit Philippa releases their album, Human. Kit Philippa used to perform as Katharina Philippa, now uses the they pronoun. Human is their debut album. Tell me more about Kit Philippa.
Yeah, and so I heard Human.
Oh, sorry, should I tell you? Yes. I should, that Louise Bruton and Simon Marr are in studio. Should. They are. And Simon, now tell me more about Kit Philippa.
Okay. I was listening to it and I had heard the song, I heard Human, which is the title track of this, on the radio randomly about 2 weeks ago. I said, oh, it sounds like James Blake and London Grammar or something, you know. And then somebody said, oh, that's Kit Philippa. You know, they went for the Northern Ireland Music Prize and this won it, and this is really good, and there's going to be an album, and all very excited. But they've got a really classical background from Armagh, living in Belfast now, and as you mentioned, I've been releasing music before, but now has finally got around to it. But there's a lot of classical elements in the influences, but there's also like a lot of electronica, and then there's piano, and then there's all sorts. Everything is thrown at this.
And when we talk about Kit Philippa, and we're using the they pronoun, obviously, is Kit Philippa a solo artist, or is there a band involved as well?
As far as you know, solo artist, but very much, as you're saying, the classical. They've got the classical background, but very much kind of bringing in their own tastes and preferences. And you mentioned London Grammar there, but I kind of found a bit of Churches in there. It's sort of, I like the element of, there's a lot of emotion. It's very much, it's a raw record, and they really put everything out there, kind of the same vein of like Freya Writings, where it might be a bit heavy handed, but the way that it's kind of just spaced out, it's a slow build.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said slow build, because I wanted to listen to Fahrenheit to start out with, because I wanted to give a sense of that kind of, there's a kind of space quality, there if is, I could use yes. that adjective. Which is one of the tracks on their album, Human. You can hear all those influences in there, Louise, that we were talking about, the electronica, and then that just those little piano notes that are flicked in. Well, that's probably more a keyboard than a piano there, but it's interesting music.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful and it's very precise, and I think my favourite track definitely on the album is Untitled, because they just kind of get this sound as if they're in this massive cathedral, and everything just feels grand, and just every bit of emotion is just so intense, and it just kind of echoes in the way that it's delivered and in the way that it's finished.
And how dark is that intensity, would you say?
It's, yeah, it's very much kind of a very introspective look, but like there's no holes barred there whatsoever. Yeah, it's one of those albums that I know I'll go back to again and find new layers and new emotions to them as a person.
Anything interesting on the producer side here, who's involved, Simon?
No, what I really liked about the production on this actually is that it is pared back. You know, there've been a few albums similar to this that have been released that they do throw all of the production toys at them and you lose everything. But with this, it's almost like I almost felt nosy listening to some of the tracks. Like there's a track called Lion that's on the album, and once again they've pulled the production way, way back on it, but as you mentioned, it goes really, really bleak, but the fact that her voice is in there and it's still so pure, their voice is in there and it's still so pure, that you start to lose hope until towards the end and you get that defiance. And it's only when the defiance comes in that you start to get that little bit more production that's layered on top of it then.
Yeah, I thought there's a touch of defiance in the Human track, I thought. I thought that sound was in there. So let's finish up before we get Stars by listening to a bit of Human, title track of the album.
Feeling high cause I wanna taste it. Feeling low but I can't erase it. I want to feel alive, feel alive, feel. I keep building for demolitions, giving rise to my premonitions. But I want this to last. Humanity is all we need. Unite people, let's serve the hate. Chasing our tails, we're spinning our wheels. We are love, we are peace, we are human. Time is short and forever dying, but this love be forever trying. All we have, all we need is here. What's the point if you never show it? I give you space, but you throw me stones, dear. I resurrect, I realign, I rebuild. Humanity.
Human there, title track from Kate Phillippa's her debut album, in fact. Stars from you, first of all, Simon.
I think that this is a very solid debut. For me, if there was more tracks like Human, I just really, really love the electronic side of it. And I think some of the other stuff maybe got a little bit scattered as it went along. But it's a very good debut. I'm looking forward to album number two. So 3.5.
3.5 from you. And Louise?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4. I'd say if you catch Kid Philip alive, you'll just see just how talented they really are when it brings everything
doing something that a lot of others are trying but maybe
exactly,
succeeding
a little
bit.
The bar has been raised a bit here.
Mm. All right, so 3.5 and 4 respectively for Kid Philip and Human. Let's move on then to Tandem Felix, a Dublin-based collective of musicians led by chief songwriter David A. Tapley. Is that how we say David A. Tapley's
name? That's it, yeah.
That's how we say his name. Rom-Com is the album.
Been around for a good while. Been around even when I heard...
Not the album, they.
No, they have. Yes, but Tandem Felix. Yeah. When I was thinking about it, it's like, hang on, are they just a band with a similar name? And then I thought, no, this band have been around for a long time. I've gone through quite a number of lineups.
Yeah.
You know, but I suppose David A. Tapley is the anchor point for the band. And they've come out with this. This has been, I think, 6 or 7 years in the making, this album. They went and they recorded, I think over 3 years, they did sessions for this. And they said, we came up with... almost three albums worth of stuff, and then the challenge was how do we bring it down to just one album, and then how do we get that across on record, and they do it really well.
Alright, let's have a listen to a track called Oil Money.
I lost my mind needing oil money in my life. I didn't know my ups from downs, my rights from wrongs. I couldn't open my eyes. I couldn't bring myself to smile.
Called Oil Money from Tandem Felix and their debut album, which is called Rom-Com. I was saying, as that started out, Louise, yeah, kind of country feel off that, and then that kind of fuzzy guitar comes in just before we went back into the actual vocal section there. And it's more than just country. Not that there's anything wrong with just country either.
Yeah, I love it when Irish bands kind of tip into Americana, because in my head that translates as, oh, that must be Cavan then. that's where that moves to.
That's Cavan, isn't it?
That's Cavan, right.
All right. It's an interesting take.
Yeah, I think I just love how funny this album is, like unintentionally funny or very intentionally funny. Mm. It's in the title, rom-com. The whole thing is just delivered with this like very tired sigh of, oh, here we go again, even though it's their debut album. There's just so many characters at play here, and whether that's David Tapley himself or just creating all these like very weary, tired, bitter characters, they're very much played in. It's like someone who's walking around always with a hole in their shoe. Like, that's what every song is
doing. You said more than that in your notes. Always with a hole in their shoe.
On a wet day.
On a rainy day. Yeah, wrong shoes, right, for the day that was in it. If it's rom-com is the title, all rom-coms have to have an happy ending. Does the boy get the girl, or does it all work out in the end?
Funnily enough, like you would expect for the rom-com that there would be the montage of walking in the leaves with the wrong shoes with Dido or something playing in the background. But for this, the album finishes, it's just such a great finish. It's as if they decide, okay, we've given you the songs, now we need to do a recap, you know, on the last track that's on, which Making Dinner on Valentine's Day. And it's just this 6 minute long tune that just it encapsulates everything about the album, where he's managed you to be utterly, utterly miserable, but at the same time, utterly, utterly charming as well. And when you throw it in, stick in a slide guitar, this is just really good
stuff.
Well,
he's got his slippers on then. The shoes with the hole are gone at this point. Nightclub, I Sold My Soul to the Devil, Mother Teresa, and The Butcher of Albania.
Parts 1 and 2.
Parts 1 and 2. Incredible song titles.
Yeah, I know. No short of imagination there. But like,
and are they all romantic tales or tales of world-weary lovers?
The Nightclub Wood is literally about like being miserable, waiting to get into a nightclub, and is it worth it? Is it worth your time being out around the people? Like, the whole thing is just so droll and like miserable. It's brilliant.
I'm guessing then that Bravo Maestro has a touch of irony in its title. Has it?
Oh, it's the end of the world. Everything's going to hell. And yeah, he's just watching the world burn and enjoying it.
Let's have a listen, Maestro.
There's been a nuclear explosion somewhere in this town. My teeth have rotted and corroded, but I did that to myself. There's families hiding in their bunkers as the air raids begin to sound. I just sit here getting drunker until my savior has been found. So tell me what you do, and I might go with you. Oh, you think I did this too? Tell me something new. There's been atomic bomb tests in the unsavory parts of town.
There you go, Bravo Maestro. I know there's a certain, you know, there's a metaphor at play with the atomic bomb and the nuclear explosions, but is there a serious side to what Tandem Felix are doing here, as well as the kind of this, the irony and the satire?
I know there is. There very definitely is. Like, you know, like the first track that you played, Oil Money, is very much an anti-materialistic track, but it particularly focuses on that whole idea that in the pursuit of money, that people will sacrifice everything. They'll sacrifice family and all that. And you think that for most of the time, he's not going to care because he's able to get over nuclear explosions, but you know that in certain songs, yeah, this hurts.
Yeah, and musically, is it that thing we heard Brett Anderson talking about earlier? You know, we're in the pop world, so there's a lightness to the music. But if you listen carefully, there's a serious message in there, Louise.
Oh yeah, like it's very much his personality though as well. It's just such cheery, like lovely voice, very cheery melodies, and it's about the absolute end of the world. Like all trickery.
And you're both delighted.
Oh yeah,
so happy.
You come away from the album smiling. You know, even though, and you can listen, and because it is so gentle. Like you know exactly what he's talking about. You're not going to lose you lose any of the lyrics and the music, but you're listening and still kind of going, oh, isn't this lovely now?
Yeah,
isn't
your explosions end of the world, isn't he great? Tandem Felix, though, rom-com debut album, stars from you first this time, Louise.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 4. I just love how much it's like, he's like, I'm going down, I'm bringing you all with me, and I'm so happy to be going down.
And I'll be singing on the way. Yeah. So 4 from you, and what are you saying?
I'd be excited as him. If there happens to be a nuclear catastrophe or disaster at some stage, I think I would like to be with him. Anybody who can rhyme drunker with bunker is good by me. So this is a very solid 4.
A very solid 4. Tandem Felix, rom-com, the debut album that we were speaking about there. And before that, Kit Philippa's debut, Human. Louise Bruton and Simon Marr in studio with me on this Friday evening.